to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a educational, coaching, and consulting platform for real estate investors of all types. We have members who join that have never owned a piece of real estate before, all the way to people who join who have already have 5,000 apartment units. The thing they have in common, they just want to take it to the next level. We're constantly focused on this show on building a second stream of income with real estate. This is the business model that works, and it really seems to be the only thing that's working. The concept of saving your way to retirement is just too hard. You have to save $3 million to come up with $10,000 a month in passive income, and in 20 years, 30 years, it's going to take that much money, I think, just to survive. And I don't think you should set a goal of surviving, because that's exactly what you'll get and nothing more. You need to set a goal to thrive in retirement, and that takes cash flow, which is what we talk about on this show. And what I'm going to do today is we're going to talk about the snowball effect of real estate investing. And we'll look at it from both the single family point of view and the commercial point of view, or passive point of view. When I refer to commercial, I'm referring to self-storage, apartment complexes, hotels, commercial buildings, strip shopping centers, and things like that. To start off with, a lot of people have the fear that they need a huge amount of money to do this. You don't. I've seen people start that can only save $500 a month, and in 10, 20 years, they had amassed 20 houses, 30 houses, and they were retired. Now, that's a slow process, in my opinion, because I've seen people do this in 2 years. I've seen people do it in 5 years. 10 years is pretty standard. You know, there's a lot of talk out there from other platforms about doing it in 2 years and 5 years. Yeah, but that's people who are starting with large chunks of money, 500 grand and more. If you're only starting with, say, 100 grand, it obviously takes quite a bit longer, but it doesn't take 40 years of work and then retiring broke. You know, there's your other option. You can do what everybody else does, which is, you know, it's just so depressing to say it, but it's the rule. It's the fact that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65 after working 40 years. And if you want to know if you're in the 95%, all you do is, it's such a simple formula, it's hard to explain on the radio, but you just take what you got in savings, figure out how many years you've worked, figure out how many years you're going to work, do the math. So let's say you're 44 or 42 and you've worked 20 years and you got 100 grand saved up. Well, if you're going to work to 64, 65, you're going to have 200 grand when you retire. You're in the 95% who fail to retire. So the big misconception about that math I just did is people lie to themselves and say their expenses are going to drop as they get older. That's just not turning out to be true. The average couple spends $800,000 on medical costs in retirement. 800 grand. So the idea that your expenses go down because your kids move out, they graduate college, they're on their own, is just not accurate. It's leaving off healthcare costs. In fact, for many people, their expenses in retirement are actually going to be higher than they were when they were working. So the good news, we know what the 5% who retire successfully do. They have a second stream of income, and that's what our focus is on this show. Build that second stream of income. Take responsibility for your financial future. Don't leave it to chance. And think about this. To save up $3 million, you have to save up $150,000 a year for 20 years. That's after you pay your taxes, after you pay your car note, your house note, garbage, gas, electric. You got to pop in $150,000 a year for 20 years. Now, you can do less than that if you start, you know, the day you graduate college and you have 40 years. But it's still a daunting task, and almost nobody does it. I mean, I would not even venture a guess at the percentage of people who do that, but it's got to be less than 1%, less than 1%. So let's talk about the snowball effect of real estate investing. Focus now is going to be on single family. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about some people who started and all they could save every month was $500. Some people start, they can save $2,000 a month, $1,500 a month. Let's say that for this example, that you can save $1,000 a month to invest in real estate. If you look at the average total out-of-pocket per single-family house that we buy, it's right around $20,000. Yes, I know in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, the average down payment was probably $4,000 or $5,000, $6,000. But right now, because we're in the upmarket, it's closer to $25,000. So I'm taking the average of the up and down times when I use this $20,000 out of pocket. Simply put, if you're saving $1,000 a month, then it will take you 20 months to buy that first house. All you have to do to retire yourself in the next 5 years is buy one house in the next 2 years that makes you $500 a month cash flow. Okay, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll carry this out so you can see what happens at the end of the 5th, 6th, 7th, and I may be able to take it all the way to the 10th year depending on how much time we've got. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and right now we're walking through the snowball effect of building wealth with single-family houses. And we've gone through buying our first house. We made a commitment, and we started saving $1,000 a month. So at the end of 20 months, we bought our first house, and it produces about $500 a month cash flow. Snowballing means don't touch that $500. let it snowball into the next deal. Now you have $1,500 to save every month. It now only takes you 13 months to save up the next $20,000. You go out and buy another house. It produces $500 a month cash flow. You now have $2,000 a month to save. Now it only takes 10 months to buy your next property. 8 months after that property, and 7 months after that, the next property. So by the end of the fifth year, you have about $2,000 a month cash flow, plus you're saving the $1,000. So $3,000 is what you're putting aside for investing, but $2,000 of that is just additional cash flow. What you want to ask yourself is, over the last 5 years, did you do anything to produce $2,000 a month additional income for you and your family? I think I did something wrong. One, two, three, four, five. No, it's $2,500 a month. Sorry. I forgot about the last house. You now have $2,500 a month cash flow. Three, 35, four, 45, five, 55. Yeah, I made it. I'm sorry about that. So again, ask yourself, did you do anything over the last 5 years that's produced you $2,500 a month cash flow for the rest of your life? For most people, the answer is no. So this is going to be your first true retirement income. Why? Because most people, if they quit their job tomorrow, retired, or just decided they were tired of working and quit, they would have zero money coming in. Zero. Ask yourself, if you quit your job tomorrow, get fired or whatever, how much money do you have coming in every month? Don't count your savings. You're not allowed to touch your savings. How much cash flow do you have? That's how successful you've been at retiring yourself so far. Let's carry it on out. The next house only takes 6 months. The next house, 5 months. Then it kind of plateaus at about four. It takes about 4 months to buy the next ones. So by the end of year seven, you have $5,500 a month cash flow. This seven houses, oh man, would take you, I'm sorry, seven, that's not seven houses, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. These 11 houses would take you about 6 hours a month to run. 6 hours a month. How many of you would work an extra 6 hours a month to make an extra $5,500 a month? Most people would. But for some of you, is that not enough money to let your spouse quit their job? It is, isn't it? Or maybe you are the unhappy spouse and you want to quit your job. It's life changing. Cash flow is life changing. If we carry this out to the 10th year, which I'll do during the break, and we'll talk about it after the break, I think you'll be very impressed with what you can do. And this is, in my opinion, the worst case scenario. You're just starting with saving $1,000 a month. But look at the difference in your life 7 years from now. $5,500 a month cash flow for the rest of your life. And it's almost all tax deferred until after you're dead. And then hug your kids and teach them how to defer it till after they're dead. And so on and so on. So the snowball effect takes patience. It takes discipline. but it is an incredible wealth building tool that works for the average person. It's just incredible. So let me open the phone lines in case anybody's got any questions on this. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or feel free to email me any of your questions. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And that email does not put you on an email list. It's just an email to me, and I will reply myself. Let me take an email real quick from Brandon. Current tenant is approved for Section 8 housing. One of his tenants lost their job and now is on Section 8. You know, this is a legitimate Section 8 person, and you've got a good history with them, Brandon. I wouldn't think twice about it. I would do it. But be aware, you know, the paperwork on Section 8 is expansive. They don't always pay on time. The big misconception people have is, oh, it's money from the government, it's guaranteed, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Not quite how it works. So just be cautious. Understand it's a government project. There are going to be hiccups, but I always eventually got all my money for my Section 8 housing units. So, Brandon, I think in your case, you got a two-year history with this lady. She always paid on time. She lost her job, which is unfortunate. And I would do it. I don't see anything else in your email that's negative about her. So, yeah, I don't think you got any problem, Brandon. Just be aware of the extra paperwork and that occasionally you don't get paid on time by the government. She should always pay you on time, but because this is not a full Section 8. It's a voucher for a portion of her rent. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this next question is from Brian. Internet property management company. You know, I'm not even sure what that is, Brian, because somebody's got to have boots on the ground. You can't do property management from digitally. Somebody's got to show the property. Somebody's got to write the lease, sign the lease, take care of the management. The property management company that I prefer here in Texas is Mynd.co, M-Y-N-D, Mynd.co, not com, Mynd.co. They are outstanding. And I've got nothing but good reviews on them. So I hope that helps. Let's see. Wow, getting a lot of emails. This next one's from Rob. Early termination clause. Early termination. Yeah, Rob, I would get with an attorney in this particular case. It sounds like you're trying to get somebody out before the end of their lease without cause. I don't think you can or should choose this as a battle, because chances are you're not going to be able to do it. So I'm going to email you an attorney to talk to. But do not start doing this without talking to an attorney first. You could open up a can of worms that you don't want to deal with. So, Rob, I'll send that to you immediately after the show. Okay, let's see. Let me get rid of this one. Delete. Next one. Ooh, okay. Adam is asking a question about who to use to run credit and criminal. We use Tenant Tracker, tenanttracker.com, tenanttracker.com. And yeah, you get both credit and criminal in one report. There are some that only give you a credit report, but it just doesn't make sense to get to pull from two places. So I highly recommend tenanttracker.com, Adam, tenanttracker.com, and I'll send you that link after the show. Okay, we got to go to break. If you got a question for me, give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's at TotalWealth.com. Ask Steve at GetTotalWealth.com. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I got a couple of personal emails during the break, so I didn't do that 10-year rollout. Let's do it together. We've reached a point where we're buying a house about every 4 months or about 3 a year. You eventually get to about 4 a year, and that's going to be fairly consistent. Have I seen people buy more than that? Yeah. A guy named Robert had bought, I want to say, 63 or 67 houses in 1 year. Okay. But that's rare. That he's a maniac, just an overachiever, great guy, and he was able to do that. But if you're working a full-time job, it's going to be about 4 a year. So that's going to give you, at the end of 10 years, about 22 houses. So 22 times 500, oops, 22 times 500. That's going to give you about $11,000 a month cash flow at the end of 10 years. And it begs the same question. What have you done over the last 10 years that has produced you $11,000 a month permanent residual tax deferred income for the rest of your life? That's what we're talking about. So you can see that's the snowball effect in single family. Let's talk about it in commercial now as a passive investor, someone who's got over $100,000 to start with. You would really skip single family altogether. Then you would join a platform like Total Wealth Academy and take the classes so that you become a thing called a sophisticated investor. Excuse me. Now, I know some of you are going, well, I'm an accredited investor. I don't care. You got to be sophisticated too if you're going in one of my deals. I want you to understand how real estate works. I want you to understand the private placement memorandum, understand the operating agreement, understand cash flow, NOI, internal rates of return. You got to be a sophisticated investor to do this effectively. I'm not putting down accredited investors or anything like that. They're great. But just because you have $1 million in the bank and make 200 grand a year doesn't mean you know jack about investing in real estate. So everybody has to be a sophisticated investor. That means they're educated and understand the deals they're getting into. What you would do is take, and I'm going to use Luis. We talked a little bit about Luis yesterday, I believe, on this show. I may have done it Saturday. These days are rolling into each other. But Luis, 10 years ago, put up $100,000 into one of Robert Martinez's deals. Robert Martinez is one of the syndicators or sponsors at Total Wealth Academy that the members invest with. Well, he invested with Robert 10 years ago $100,000 into an apartment complex. A year or so later, the apartment complex refinanced, and I believe he got $50,000 or $70,000 from the refi. So he's got $100,000 in the first apartment, $70,000 in his pocket. He then took that $70,000 and put it in another apartment. A couple of years later, that one refinanced. This time, he got more than $70,000 back. He took that money and put it in another apartment complex. See the snowball effect with commercial? It's almost identical to single family. The numbers are just bigger. About the time that he bought the third apartment complex, the first one refinanced a second time. And he got a check for like $100,000. He took that $100,000, put it into another apartment complex. At the end of 10 years, due to the snowball effect, he has $1.7 million invested in, I believe, 11 apartment complexes. And according to Robert, when I spoke with him last, the guy's making about $100,000 a year for the rest of his life. So he's got $1.7 million and $100,000 a year for the rest of his life. Now let's talk about how much work Luis does. Luis reads reports about 2 hours a month. That's it. He doesn't go see the property. He doesn't have a key to the front door. He doesn't know the code to the gates. I doubt seriously that Luis has even seen any of the 11 apartment complexes. Maybe he drove by once, which I don't know what good that would do. Just a waste of time, but it begs that question again. What have you done over the last 10 years that's produced you $1.7 million and $100,000 a year in income for the rest of your life? If you haven't done anything to do that, I urge you, start immediately. Start immediately. Believe in yourself. Luis is probably one of the nicest, humblest guys I've ever met. How do I put this? You don't have to be super smart when you're passive investing. You do have to be knowledgeable as to how, you know, you have to be sophisticated, but you're not running the properties. You're not managing them. You're not handling the refinance. You're not handling the accounting. You do nothing as a passive investor. Anybody can do that. Now, going back to the first two segments where we talked about single family, that does require a little more, about the same education, to be honest with you. It's about the same amount of education, but you have to believe in yourself more. In the passive investing, you're really believing in the syndicator, the sponsor. When you're doing single family and you're managing them yourself, you got to believe in yourself. You got to understand, and I know that when I say this, people doubt themselves or they think I'm just saying it. Everybody is brilliant in one way or another. Everybody. Everybody born on this planet, unless they've got something genetically wrong with them, is brilliant. But then the school systems dumb them down, and colleges dumb them down, jobs dumb them down, bosses dumb them down to where they think they can't do anything but get a job and go to work and get a paycheck. That's what most people think. I can't do that. Yes, you can. And there's a book out there that I recommend all the time. If you're one of the people who has a low self-esteem, read Anthony Robbins' Unlimited Power. Tony Robbins, Unlimited Power. And believe it. It's real. That guy's going on, got to be 45, 50 years of teaching this stuff. He wouldn't be around that long if it wasn't the truth. You are brilliant. You do have the capability of doing this. It's just a matter of getting yourself to take action. And the reason the belief is so important is because if you don't believe you can do this, are you going to take any action on it? Absolutely not. You've got to believe in yourself, or you will be paralyzed in the rut that you're in, and you'll be stuck there forever. Stuck there forever. So please pick up that book. If you need me to email you the title, simply fire me an email at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. I'll actually send you a link to the book and the audio. And I'm going to tell you this right now. There's no human being that I've met that this is an exception to. You need the book and the audio. You will retain so much more if you'll read it and then listen to it two or three times. Your retention will go up literally hundreds of percent, and what you retain will change your life. I'm telling you. This guy has changed the lives of literally, I bet, millions of people. Millions of people. So fire me an email if you want that book, name and link to it. AskSteve@GetTotalWealth.com. AskSteve@GetTotalWealth.com. This is just an email. Go to GetTotalWealth.com. And there's a button there for the free sample class. Anybody that's interested in attending our free sample class, I'm actually teaching one tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. Go to GetTotalWealth.com, click on the free sample class button. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and my email is open to you. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, you need to email me now so I have time to answer it, please. Or if you want to, call me. But my email is asksteve@GetTotalWealth.com, asksteve@GetTotalWealth.com. If you want to call, it's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let's go to this first question. I answered a couple of questions during the break. I guess I should answer one of them live. It's, does Total Wealth Academy help people do passive investing? Absolutely. That's probably 80% of the deals that we do are passive for the members. So absolutely, come to our free sample class if you want to find out more. This next question is from Will, and he's asking about transferring a single family home into an LLC. As a rule, Will, this is a no-no. There's a due on sale clause in almost every mortgage. And moving a property from your personal name to an LLC is considered a sale. So they can call that note due in full right then and there. You don't want to do that. Now, the reason people generally want to do this is for asset protection. It doesn't even offer anything better than your insurance already covers you. And another reason, based off your email, you're getting close to your 10 limit on your Fannie Mae's. Yes, our members do have a mortgage company that can roll all 10 of those loans into one loan, put it in an LLC, and get it out of your name. But remember, that's paying off those 10 mortgages. So there's no due on sale clause because you're paying off the 10 mortgages. Then you can start back over with Fannie Mae and do 10 more Fannie Mae loans. This allows you to buy an unlimited number of single family homes using Fannie Mae loans. So Will, yes, if you join up, you will have access to the banks and mortgage companies that we use to pull stuff like this off. Okay. Next question, also from a Will, is about 401 solos. If you're not familiar with that, a 401 solo is just a self-employed 401k or 401 trust. They're all the same thing. And he wants to use it to flip houses. Yes, Will, that's a very good idea. 65 years of age. I'm trying to get to the question. Let's see. It looks like you're asking about when you pull the money out. Yeah, there's no penalty for you. You'll just pay the regular income tax when you pull it out. People are always so funny about pulling money out of an IRA or 401k. They're like, oh, I don't want to get hit with the tax. What are you talking about? Are you living in a dream world? You have to pay the taxes when you pull it out. The IRA and 401k do not save you taxes unless you fail financially and retire with low income and are in a low tax bracket. But Will, based on your email, it looks like you're flipping four or five houses a year. You're going to be in a high income tax bracket. Yeah, just start pulling the money. Start enjoying your life. Based off a couple of comments, it looks like you've been living really cheap and not traveling and not doing much. You're 65, man. When are you gonna start? Yeah, I would start pulling that money out, pay the taxes, and start enjoying it. My worry is, as a flipper, you don't have any cash flow. You're just flipping. So you better keep flipping, or you better start passively investing and building up some cash flow for later in life. But yeah, please, Will, you're 65. It's time. Way past time, in my opinion, to start enjoying your life. Start pulling that money, pay the taxes, and start enjoying your life, travel, and do the things you mentioned here that you and your wife want to do. Excuse me. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Book and audio. Oh, here's some. I'm sorry. Alex, I just got your email. I will send you the link immediately after the radio show. This next email, they wish to remain anonymous. And I'm thinking, Let me click this and see what this link is. Give me 1 second. This is an in-depth question about legal repercussions of renting your primary residence. It's going to be all about intent, Anonymous. If you lied, pretended like you were buying a home to get the low down payment, low interest rate, and you immediately lease it out, that's fraud. You're not committing fraud. You lived there for 6 months, you decided to buy a bigger home, you absolutely can lease this thing out with no problem whatsoever because you're telling the truth. It's all about intent, Anonymous, and I don't think you're going to have any problem. I am going to send you my attorney's number after the show. Give him a call. Tell him the exact same thing you told me in your email, and he will verify. It's the intent they're worried about. If you intended to lie, they can come and get you. If you did not intend to buy it as a rental property, you bought it to live in, and you live there for 6 months, you know, it's supposed to be a year. But if your intent was to live there a year, but you found a great deal like you did on this other house, you can move out and go ahead and lease that one, and you'll be fine. Hope that helps, Anonymous. Let's see, what's the next one? Some of these are just simple referrals. I'll email you these referrals after the radio show. This one's funny, Jeff. Does anyone actually check references on an application? Jeff, yes, yes, and triple yes. You want to talk to the present landlord and a previous landlord. If you're referring to the list of relatives, that's not what that's for. That's if they disappear on you so you can find them. So if you're talking about get the family references and family contacts, those aren't references. I don't care what the family says about the person. They'll lie. That's so that if they ever disappear, you have numbers to call to find them. But when it comes to present landlord, don't ever just call the present landlord, because if they're scumbags, that present landlord may lie to you and say, oh yeah, they're great, always paid on time, and they kept the house in perfect shape, when in reality, they never paid on time and they destroyed the property. That's why you always talk to two landlords, Jeff, the present landlord and one previous landlord. And I've had this happen. Current landlord, they're the greatest thing in the world. Previous landlord, oh, heck no. These people destroyed my property, left the door open when they moved out, never paid on time, blah, blah, blah. And then make sure, Jeff, that you're running a credit and criminal report as well. It's credit and criminal report. Talk to two landlords and then verify income with their employer and likelihood of continued employment. And you should be fine. Don't call those references that are just family. That's something you'll use if they move out on you and you can't find them and you need to collect rent. Actually, your PI would do that. But anyway. Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot for the email. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening.
listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Yeah.